Well, hey everybody, welcome to episode 265 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Their integrity guides their focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. They pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Their network of resources allows them to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, for the second week in a row, we're going to do a podcast that is different than what we normally do. Last week, we celebrated the life of Ankeny Fanatic photographer Drew Wolf, and this week, we're going to do the same for Ankeny Centennial boys tennis coach Tammy Luton, who passed away on Wednesday at the age of 58 following a five-month battle with cancer. I'm going to be talking to three different guests today, and leading off is the activities director at Centennial. He is Nate Lindgren. Nate, thanks for joining me under these circumstances. I appreciate it. How are you doing?
Thanks, Dan. Yeah, appreciate you doing this. Tammy meant a lot to a lot of people, so I think it's necessary that people hear our stories, so thank you.
Well, you arrived at Centennial in the summer of 2022, but you had been in Valley the previous 6 years, so I'm sure you crossed paths with Tammy well before you came to Centennial. Had you known her for quite a while?
Yeah, so when I talked with Russ, her husband, on the phone on Thursday, you know, that was something that I'd never been able to tell him. It was like, I knew about Tammy, obviously being at Valley for 10 years and watching Centennial Valley and all the other CIML schools battled out in tennis, so I was very well aware of her passion and her connectedness with the kids and the relationship she built. So those things stand out to ADs when you're out at events. You kind of see the interactions and how things play out, and she definitely left an impression on me. So I was very well aware of her when I took the position, made a good connection with her, and she's been nothing short of amazing for this town and our school.
Well, Tammy coached the Jaguars for 8 seasons, and she guided the team to a 57-47 record. In 2019, she led the team to a fourth-place finish in the Class 2A state team tournament. Now, I know she wasn't around much this season, but you obviously worked closely with her during your first year here at Centennial. You know, what stood out to you about her abilities as a coach, and why do you think she had so much success?
Well, a lot of times when you reflect back on the lives that she's touched and the kids that she's coached over the years, you see a number of them come back, and that's really a good indicator of the impact of relationships that she's built. Watching kids come back and interact with her from a personal perspective, both of my daughters did tennis camps last summer. So just even outside of the high school tennis season, watching Tammy work with hundreds of kids for weeks upon weeks over the summer, that really struck me even more so than the 40, 50, 60 boys tennis players that we had during the season. Just watching, her be able to have that switch to go from high level technique, kind of strategy for the high school kids to very base level instruction and education for those younger kids really made an impact on me, and I could really see her heart there, right? So you can really differentiate kind of between the levels of the kids that she's worked with. So that was probably the biggest impact that I saw even outside of the high school seasons.
Of course, in your job, you deal with so many different coaches, in your capacity, and I'm sure you see a lot of different coaching styles. Just from what I saw, Tammy seemed to be a coach that would usually, take a positive approach when she would talk with her players. How would you describe her coaching style?
Yeah, I would probably agree with that. Like I said, the kids respected her, and they valued her opinion, and they took her guidance to heart, and they tried to implement it in their games. And the team camaraderie and all those things is a byproduct of what she was doing. So, I would totally agree with you. Every coach has a little fire and passion too, and it's good to see those things come out when it's necessary as well.
Well, you touched on this a little bit about when you first came here, but I think you were the third different activities director in a span of 3 years at Centennial. So I'm sure one of the challenges you faced, was to gain the trust of the coaches and to show them that you were going to be here for them. Do you remember what your first meeting with Tammy was like? Did she make you feel welcome?
She did. She really did. But you hit the nail on the head there. When I started, it was obviously you didn't know if coaches were operating on islands or if there was a trust factor issue. But everybody's been great, and Tammy was certainly the leader of the pack in that regard. Very welcoming. Was able to provide historical context and perspective to those elements that I didn't have coming in as the new guy in the third and 3 years, like you mentioned. Very welcoming, just helped us and we helped her, and it was just kind of a joint effort from the jump.
Well, this last season was obviously a challenging one for the program as Tammy was battling the cancer. Dustin Rhodes joined the program as an assistant coach to help out, and I know I was very appreciative of the help, you know, that he provided in getting me what I needed in terms of results and coaches' comments, etc. But what can you say about Dustin's contributions? He really stepped up, didn't he?
Absolutely, he did. And even a credit to the Ankeny School District in general. When we got the news of Tammy's diagnosis, I don't even think she understood kind of what I was going to play out as the spring was approaching on us. So I went to the school district and just said, all right, here's the scenario. Can we get an interim assistant just to help out in case she can't be around? And unfortunately, that kind of played out. But yeah, having Dustin step up with Coach Lofgren was so important for the kids. And Dustin's a high-level tennis and swim coach, and he's done it at both high school and college levels for both those sports. For him to be in the fold and have that opportunity to jump in and continue what Tammy and Warren have been doing for years was definitely very important.
Well, back on April 25th at the Jags versus Hawks meet, you guys honored Tammy at the annual Pink Out event that she often spearheaded in the past to raise funds for the fight against cancer. And I felt bad that I couldn't be there that day as I was at the Drake Relays, but we did send our photographer, Drew Wolf, who of course is no longer with us either. But his photos from that day will give us some memories for a long time. You know, that was a very special day, wasn't it?
It was. It absolutely was. We were looking forward to that for some time. Worked with the Ankeny Sports Booster Club to do some fundraisers, which both tennis coaches from Ankeny High and Centennial kind of spearheaded the lead on those. So it was kind of full circle. She's been doing these fundraisers forever, and I think she impacted your family a couple years back.
And, for sure. Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of come full circle, unfortunately, for the Luton family, but it was a very awesome day to have her family, past, present players and coaches there, so we can celebrate her contributions and the impact she's made in this community.
Well, Nate, I know at some point you'll have to hire someone to coach the boys' team on a permanent basis, and whoever gets the job will have some huge shoes to fill. You know, I'm not sure you can really replace Tammy, can you?
No, you can't. She was one of a kind. And like I said, talking with her husband the other day, the stories that he had over the last several weeks really brought a smile on my face. And that it's kind of weird to say, but I think she was at peace with her love of the sport and the impacts that she made and her contributions. And yeah, you're right, big shoes to fill, but a good culture and a good group of kids to come in and lead. So I'm sure it'll be a lucrative spot for somebody.
Well, I saw the tweet this morning that showed the name Luton spelled out with the tennis balls at the Prairie Ridge tennis courts, and that was a nice tribute to Tammy. I know you probably haven't even had time to think about this, but, you know, do you think there's anything that could be done, to honor her on a permanent basis?
I think we've had surface level discussions just within our office about what the options might look like. If we do something out at the tennis courts, it's a shared space with the city of Ankeny and the school district. So we'd have to have multiple blessings on something like that. So we'll keep racking our brains and trying to figure out what the best thing would be. But for right now, yeah, I saw the girls' tennis tweeted out that picture yesterday, and I was actually at Prairie Ridge all weekend for an 8U softball tournament, so I saw it as I was driving away yesterday, and again, brought a smile to my face, and it's a good community, it's a good tennis community in this town, and obviously our coaches and kids are at the top of that.
Well, whatever you guys can do, I'm sure it'll be well-deserved. So, Nate, thanks a lot for coming today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it, Dan.
You bet. All right, well, my next guest is the head coach of the Centennial Girls Tennis Team. She worked alongside Coach Luton for the last 3 years after taking over the Jaguars program in 2022. She is Allie Gustafson. Allie, thanks for joining me under these circumstances. I appreciate it. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for having me and honoring Tammy. I'm doing okay. It's been hard the last couple of days, not only for me, but for the Ankeny community, but I'm honored to be here.
Well, I heard the news about Tammy on Wednesday night after I'd been to Drew's visitation, and of course, I'm still grieving the loss of Drew. You know, how are you doing?
Yeah, I know. It's been a hard few days, for sure. And it's just, yeah, it was so sad to hear about Drew, and then Tammy right on top of it has been so hard for the Ankeny community.
Well, I saw the tweet this morning that showed the name Luton spelled out with the tennis balls at the Prairie Ridge tennis courts, and that was a nice tribute to Tammy. Was that your idea?
It was. I wanted to do something that was not, like, just honor Tammy and her legacy for this community, and that people could see when they went up to those tennis courts, because she spent so many hours on those courts all throughout the year. And yeah, I got some of the boys from the team and some of the girls from my team and past players, and we went out there, and it was definitely a team effort of all of us putting putting that together to honor her?
We obviously worked closely with Tammy for the last 3 years, but you've known her for a long time. She became the boys coach in 2016, and you played for the girls team from 2017 to 19. So I'm sure you saw a lot of her, you know, when you were in high school. Now, did you ever attend any of her camps when you were younger? Because I know she worked a lot with younger kids over the years.
Yeah, I did. When I was really young, I don't think she was the one running the camps quite yet, but definitely in high school and middle school, I attended her camps all throughout the summer to begin developing my tennis skills. Yeah.
Well, what do you think made her such a good teacher of the game?
She is just so passionate about not only tennis and developing tennis skills, but she is just so driven and passionate about developing character on and off the court. And I think that is so powerful for not only high schoolers, but also those young kids that she taught all throughout these many summers that she did those camps.
Well, you were just 21 years old when you became the girls' coach, so you were one of the state's youngest varsity coaches. You know, I'm sure you were looking for some guidance from some of the other coaches. So did Tammy kind of take you under her wing a little bit and try to help you out?
Absolutely. From pretty much the minute I ended up getting the job, I told Tammy about it, and she was so open to just helping me in whatever it was that I needed. She always made it clear that, like, I didn't need to follow her advice or anything like that, but she was so willing to help me answer any question I had or talk me through any strategies from literally the minute I got hired until, yeah, even throughout her battle with cancer. She was always taking my phone calls and helping me continuing to talk through all things tennis. And yeah, I was just very, very fortunate that she was the coach for the boys and was so willing to take me under her wing and really guide me through these years of coaching.
Well, even though she said that you didn't have to take her advice, I mean, I'm sure she did give you some. Do you remember anything that she did?
Definitely. I took all of her advice. She was so great at what she did. Some of the big pieces of advice that she gave me that I loved were that she always told me that as long as I had my player's best interest in mind, that it didn't matter what other coaches or athletes thought, and that I needed to do what was best for my program. And that was something that was sort of hard for me to kind of get over at the beginning of my coaching career, because I wanted other people to think highly of me. And Tammy was like, if they will think highly of you if you're doing what is best for your team. And so that was a major piece of advice that I will carry on with me forever, just knowing that putting your players first is important. And then also another piece of advice that she gave me was that, kind of like what I talked about with the younger kids too, is that if you can develop their skills off the court, that is just as powerful as developing. Because like the tennis skills will come, but it's the character and the traits that they learn about their lives while at tennis, but that is what will carry on through the rest of their lives. Because not all of them will go on to play college tennis or tennis in the future, but something that will stick with them are the lessons and traits that they learn about their character while going through the tennis program.
Well, Tammy's team's advanced to the Class 2A state team tournament in four of her first five seasons at Centennial, and you would have been in high school during part of that stretch, so you witnessed much of the success that the Jaguars had under her. You know, what do you think were the keys to her success as a coach?
Yeah, she was so successful, and I think she had so many things going for her, and that her passion for tennis definitely was the key, but also just her willingness to work with younger kids to then have them come into the program was extremely beneficial. And also, Tammy was so good at knowing the right balance between caring and showing kindness and care for your players, but also like pushing them. Mm-hmm. And that is something she was so good at, was knowing where and when to push her players to get them to be at the top of their game.
Well, I know Tammy was a very talented player at Iowa State back in the day, and you can probably relate to this, you know, because you were a very good player as well. Do you think that played a big role in her success as a coach, because, you know, she could see the game from the player's standpoint as she would watch a match and evaluate what was going on the court?
Yeah, definitely. She was an amazing tennis player, and that definitely helped, I'm sure, with her coaching, because she was able to analyze the opponents from a player's perspective. So she knew what her players were thinking, how they were feeling, and how the other opponents were thinking and feeling as well, which I think then was extremely beneficial for her to reach then her high school players.
What do you think you've molded, you know, some of your own coaching style then after Tammy's at all?
Yeah, definitely. I hope that one day I can be as successful and as kind and caring and compassionate of a coach as Tammy was, because her program was not only successful and it developed great players, but it also developed great people. And I hope that I can be that type of coach one day.
Well, Tammy obviously wasn't around much this season as she battled the cancer, and I'm sure you missed her presence. You know, could you feel her absence at times?
Yes. Throughout the past, ever since I started coaching, we would talk before practices about tennis, about other things, about life in general, and I really missed that this year, being able to talk to her every single day at practice. And then also, even if we didn't talk, whenever I was on our courts coaching the girls, you could always hear Tammy coaching the boys, joking around with them, having them do their drills and everything. So yeah, her presence was definitely missed this season, and it will be for the future to come.
Well, I know Centennial will eventually hire somebody to coach the boys team, but I don't know, you know, if they'll ever truly be able to replace Tammy the person, because she was so much more than a tennis coach. You know, she was a wife and a mother, and she taught the game to both of her kids. Jack and Alyssa both went on to play tennis at Central College. You know, she was a tremendous friend to so many people. I know I really enjoyed working with her over the years. You know, I'm sure you'll miss that friendship as well. You just kind of touched on that a little bit. But what stood out to you about her as a friend? Did you ever, you know, seek her advice about something that wasn't related to coaching tennis?
Yeah, so I have been very lucky to know Tammy in many different hats. I've known her, obviously, first as a coach, and then I got to know her as a mother when I played with Alyssa, and that was extremely amazing to see. She was the best mom to her kids, and she was so proud of them. And all that they did. But then I've also gotten to know her as a mentor, which I kind of talked about. But then also something that I didn't expect, but like I got to know Tammy as a friend, and she was so kind and caring, and she truly cared about me as a person, not only just as a coach, but about how I was doing. Just in my day-to-day life, she'd ask me things, and I would check in with her and all those things. And I truly miss her friendship. And just knowing that I will get to carry on, or I will get to take with me all the things that she taught me throughout it. But yeah, she was a great friend. She was always so candid. She was never going to sugarcoat things, which I really, really appreciated and I needed to hear. She was gonna be honest about everything she said, and her honesty is something that I really, really valued and admired.
Yeah, she was definitely honest. I know there were some times when I'd come up to a meet, maybe things weren't going so well, but she'd still have a smile on her face, and she'd kind of make some, you know, comment about how it's not going well, right. but she'd still be in a good mood.
Exactly, definitely. And I think that's something so powerful as a coach, too, is like her boys responded so well to her because she was so honest and was not going to tell them things that they wanted to hear. She was going to tell them the truth and how they could beat their opponent and how things are going and all of that. And she, yeah, I'm extremely lucky to have learned from what I truly believe is one of the best coaches in the state.
Well, Ali, thanks a lot for coming in today. I know you're heading on a vacation to Mars. I appreciate the time. It's been fun to talk about her with you.
Yes, definitely. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. MJ Properties is a sponsor of the podcast as well, and MJ Properties is also the title sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic, and we appreciate their support. All right, well, my final guest today was a junior on this year's boys tennis team, and he was the Jaguars' number one player. He teamed up with Nick Heine for a fourth-place finish in doubles at the district tournament, and he helped the Jaguars reach the final of the sub-state team tournament. He's Braden Wellendorf. Braden, thanks for joining me under these circumstances. I appreciate it. I'm so sorry for the loss of your coach. You know, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's hard to adjust to how it is now without her in the environment.
Well, you've been on the varsity since your freshman year, so Tammy's been your coach for the last 3 years. You know, was it tough this season not to have her around on a day-to-day basis?
I mean, yeah, but we adjusted to that thanks to Coach Rowe, but it was still harder because she used to push me a lot.
Well, Tammy was obviously preoccupied, you know, with battling the cancer, but I did get a couple of messages from her early in the season, you know, before I realized what a deep battle she was in, and, you know, I didn't want to bother her anymore. But did she communicate much with you guys or any of the other players? You know, did she offer any words of encouragement?
Oh, yeah, through her group mostly, and also we had a lot of team dinners, and she was there. And we also had meetings at different, like, restaurants to talk about, like, game plans and stuff like that. So we still were in contact.
Now, did you ever attend any of her camps when you were younger? Because I know she worked a lot with younger kids.
That's how I started playing tennis. Uh-huh. Over camps, she reached out to me.
So she kind of helped, you know, foster your love of the game then?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, you were one of eight individual players that Tammy helped guide to the state tournament. You qualified in doubles along with Kellen Jones when you were a freshman in 2022. You know, I'm sure you would credit Tammy for a lot of, you know, your success. What do you think made her such a successful coach?
She was able to connect with the players at a deep level. Like, I wasn't scared to ask for help or encouragement. So She was just talking to
it's like a play.
Well, your former teammate, Caleb Peterson, was a three-time state place winner under Tammy, and so was Will Blevins. They were both the state runner-up in their senior years. Now, Will told me for the story that I did last week that Tammy was instrumental in his career. He said, quote, in high school, she was the best coach that I could have asked for and was crucial in helping me find the right college after graduation. Coaching in a male-dominated sport, she handled it beautifully and used her experience and knowledge to not only help me win, but become a better human being in the process. You know, she was always graceful in the way that she interacted with everyone in the Iowa tennis community, and she will be greatly missed. So would you agree with Will? You know, do you think Tammy has helped you become a better person off the court as well?
Oh, yeah, for sure. She's able to, like, connect with me personally, and it's just not, it's not only on the court, but everything she does off the court.
Would you guys talk about things other than tennis occasionally?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, Will described her coaching style as being very cooperative and one-on-one, and that she would help him figure out, you know, how to navigate his way through tough matches. You know, it just seemed like to me that she was always very, very positive in her approach with the players. You know, do you ever recall a time when you and her maybe disagreed on the best, you know, strategy for a match?
Oh, yeah, definitely like mid-match, but at the end, I knew she was always right. Everything she said was always right, even if I was stubborn, but...
Well, I don't know if you've even had, you know, time to think about this or not, but do you think maybe next year you and the other returning players can do something to honor Tammy, maybe, you know, dedicate the season to her or something?
Oh, yeah, we can, there's so many things we can do. We can dedicate, like, different, like, matches towards her, and through our social media we can create posts about her. There's so many things, and we haven't drafted yet, but...
Well, I saw the tweet this morning where, you know, you guys put up the tennis balls with the name of the court. That was cool, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. Even though it was like 95 degrees out, but it was just worth it.
Yeah. Well, hey, Brady, thanks a lot for coming today. I appreciate it. You know, enjoy the rest of your summer.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We are constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in today. We had Centennial Activities Director Nate Lindgren, along with girls tennis coach Ellie Gustafson, and junior tennis player Braden Wellendorf. I appreciate the time from all of those folks. And I should mention that Tammy's visitation will be held today from 4 to 7 at Ankeny First United Methodist Church, and the funeral will be on Tuesday at 10 a.m. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.